The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com or live here inside the Emden Studios. Getting ramped up, geared up, prepared, ready, excited. It's the Wolverines take on the Iowa Hawkeyes this evening. One of the opponents, as I looked at the Big Ten tournament, feels like, oh, man, freaking Iowa. It could be a drinking game with freaking Iowa, right? But they were able to respond to a little early game adversity. You know that Illinois can be tenacious. They can be pesky. They have a young upstart in IU DeSumo who gave Iowa some issues, especially in the early portion of the game, but they were able to respond after their coach, in a seemingly unhinged moment, he wasn't mic'd up, but appeared to be challenging the manhood of his team, and they responded to it. They responded to it and wound up winning, going away over the Illini. Home court advantage for them. So you don't have to worry about dealing with that, but you do have to worry about dealing with a team that can certainly find the mark. When they are on, they are really on. They can light up the scoreboard. And that's the thing with Iowa. I mean, we've seen here of late where they have struggled to have the kind of output that we saw them have early in the season. But on this night or on that day, they were able to get back on track a bit. So, wound up finishing over 50% from 3-point range in that game, which was a big deal for them. 12 for 23 from three, and beating the Illini. So we'll see if in facing Michigan tonight, if the Wolverines can do a better job of guarding the perimeter. And you saw in the last game, first foul trouble was the biggest issue. Michigan's inability to really solve the zone was another issue. And then you saw going back to the defensive end of the floor, some of their bigs and their ability to drive and get to the bucket, wound up being an issue for the Maize and Blue as well. So this is a team that does create problems for Michigan. We saw them give Michigan a bit of a scare in last year's Big Ten tournament. But the Wolverines were up to the occasion, wound up going on to win their second consecutive Big Ten tournament championship. And if the Wolverines can make it to that plateau once again, they will be the first team in Big Ten history to win back to back to back. The first team to win it three seasons in a row. So that is something to look to. Don't want to count your chickens before they hatch. Got to take care of Iowa, then likely Purdue, and then got to match up likely. I'm putting likely in front of all of these with Michigan State, which brings us back to a discussion we talked about early in the last hour, just to refresh for the folks here the memory of yesterday's show, where we got off into a discussion about auto benching. And that was a big topic during the MGO blog roundtable. Feeling like the opinion was expressed that in the final few minutes of the first half, that the auto bench did Michigan a disservice. That was a major factor in that game flipping in Michigan State's favor. And so it obviously things didn't work out Michigan's way. You could point to a number of reasons. I just, for me, as I said at the time, as I went back to look at it, because I had some questions in the after that discussion, mainly because there are a lot of people, I was hearing from a lot of people after that chat that agreed. It's like, man, you got Iggy on the bench in the final couple minutes, and you can't score a bucket. That's when you need him. That's when you need him on the floor. But remember, folks, and I said this yesterday, Michigan's up 12. Up 12 with 2.5 minutes to go. Is that the scenario where you put a couple of your key guys back on the floor with two fouls. Because here's the other thing we talked about. Didn't we have a big discussion about how the, you know, the refereeing in that game was suspect, was questionable? Some people, is it incompetence? You know, what is it? I found a guy's name that was the major culprit, Lamont Simpson. I mean, he was bad. He was horrible. Lamont. So we keep a running tab, you know, a list of the officials who, if you see them calling a game, you're like, ah, man, damn, this could be a long day. Lamont Simpson is another one of those guys.
It's a long list.
Lamont Simpson is another one of those. But so let's play this out though. So we're talking about a bad officiating, a bad official. So bad officiating as a whole, but a single bad official in that mix, and you're up 12. But you want to put your you know, couple of your key guys with two fouls back on the floor, even though you're up 12 and you got officiating that you already say is suspect. You want to trust those guys? It's not about trusting Iggy, right? It's not trusting Iggy. It's like, okay, I got to trust that Lamont Simpson is going to call this case. He's all of a sudden going to have an out-of-body experience. He's gonna not see. They're gonna not see Foster Lawyer. You know, they're gonna not, you know, see a travel or see a foul where it's really a travel. They're not gonna really see a travel where it's really an and one. Now I know that hadn't happened yet. Didn't happen until later in the game, but still. Gets back to my point. Is this really an auto benching issue in this game, especially when you consider from the opposite perspective? So Michigan State's down 12. If Michigan had been down 12 with 2.5 minutes to go, I would actually entertain the thought. I would think that would be a worthwhile discussion. I think the discussion about auto benching in general, not specific to this scenario, I can see having that. And I'm sure, you know, Michigan would come back, or John would come back and say, look, man, don't sweat the technique. Like, look at the success. You know, my hustle is strong. We 85% winning with this philosophy. But I could see where at times where folks are coming, not this time at all. Not under these circumstances, because as I started to say, looking at it from the other perspective, Michigan State's perspective, they're down 12 and they auto bench Cassius Winston. You compare the two, who means it? Iggy means a ton to Michigan, a ton. But Cassius, wouldn't you say he means more? And you're down 12? And you subbed in Foster Lawyer for him? I mean, think about that lineup. I told you what that lineup was at the time for Michigan State. So, you know, it's seemingly in great peril, great danger. And you just had a sequence For Michigan, even with a couple of starters on the floor, it was part of turning the tide in this game. But I come back once more and say this is not the time, or that is not an example to use when arguing against the auto bench, in my opinion. So hopefully we don't see Lamont Simpson, by the way. Did I say that enough? Please don't let us see Lamont Simpson. You know, bad for Michigan. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. And one more thing. So we were talking about the breakdowns on the defensive end of the floor, especially in that sequence. You know, Michigan hoists a couple of contested jumpers ill-advised shots. They have a turnover out of bounds. Meanwhile, on the other end of the floor, you have two dunks and a layup. And, you know, you had some freshman indecision on the floor. I know in our discussion yesterday, you know, Brian pointed out that it was a, you know, you had a situation there where Brandon Johns was playing the four. He had been playing the five most of the year. But in those instances, these three that we're talking about, these are all transition chances for transition opportunities for Michigan, at which point four and five are same in transition. It's like who gets who first? Whoever he comes to me first, that's who I got. You know, it's not a half court scenario where, you know, you are matching up based on you're grabbing your specific matchup. Now in transition, four and five are the same. So this was just, you know, a breakdown due more to youth and inexperience than it was inexperience at that position. And that's why I think tomorrow, if Michigan, whatever they do, however far they go the rest of the way, you know, barring some changes, you know, an uptick in practice, I think we're going to see some things shift. Now, obviously, Colin Castleton has established himself as the first big off the bench. He is dialed in defensively. I think you can see his understanding of where to be. He may be, he may be at a disadvantage physically in some matchups, like for instance, Bruno Fernando a couple of weeks ago. But he held his own. He made some plays. He was in the right spots. Picked up the right guys. And as we said before that, I want to give Craig and Brian credit. They were the first ones to call out, hey, we need to see some. And it was really Iowa. It was the Iowa game back during the regular season. And he got some minutes in that game. It was after that game that first it was Craig that was saying, hey, man, maybe we should see some more Colin Castleton. Then Brian came through. He's like, we need to see some more Colin Castleton. And then after the Michigan State game here in Ann Arbor, is when I said, okay, I think you guys might be onto something. And you look at him physically and you say, hey, he might get overwhelmed. But if he's the one you know, off the bench, it seems to be more dialed in to knowing where to be, then maybe he can mitigate some of his, some of the disadvantage with his length, right? And his length and tenaciousness. He gives you some attitude, some grit out there. And we've seen those things in his limited minutes. We've seen those things come to the fore. So he's established himself as the first big off the bench. I think you're going to see Austin Davis be the second big off the bench now. From an athleticism perspective, Brandon Johns is superior to Austin Davis. But I think coming off the Michigan State game there, and this is my opinion, much like I said about Colin Castleton after the Michigan State game here, to me is the most important thing for the guy backing up John Teske is what the guys, plural, backing up John Teske, is what they bring to the table defensively. Can you come on the floor and not have the drop be so precipitous that, you know, it's just a defensive liability right now? And so I think that's why you'll see Austin Davis there, because he, at the very least, seems to have a keen understanding of where he's supposed to be. Now, you know, getting there and knowing you're supposed to be there, you know, obviously two different things, but you just at least want to get more assignment sound, you know, not blowing coverages defensively. And I think that's going to be, I think his moving up as far as the rotation is concerned is going to lend itself to that. It's my take. It's what I think is going to happen. I said, after the Michigan State game, we thought we were going to see some more Colin Castleton. We did. Now, after this game, I think we're going to see some more Austin Davis after Colin Castleton. That'll be something to look out for tonight and beyond. Let's go to the phones at 734 888-99-8-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTK.com. Let's talk to Anthony in Orlando. Anthony, what's up?
What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I heard everybody. You doing? Don't sweat the technique. That Airbnb Raquel, you putting it on her early in the morning, man.
I knew the old heads would appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. And using that chess piece. Sam, do you partake in the game?
A little bit here and there. I would not sit down at a table with you at. Not at all.
It's all good, man. I just want to get these fans fired up. I know Jake gonna call it in and fire everybody up. But hang in there, y'all. Let's go blue. Y'all have a great day, man. We're gonna have a great weekend. Back to back to back. Love you guys. Go blue.
All right, thanks a lot, and appreciate it as always. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTK.com. So where are you? Where are you on this team? Understanding a lot of folks after the last loss to Michigan State that, you know, are down seemingly in the immediate aftermath of that game, down on Michigan's chances in this tournament. How far do you see Michigan going? Here in the Big Ten tournament? And I know a lot depends on the draw when we talk about the NCAA tournament, but, you know, this is projection time. Now postseason play begins for Michigan. How deep do they go? 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTK.com. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.